Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, welcome to Siempre Palante. Palante.
Hola mi gente, Girado Luis Alvarez here, host of Siempre Palante, Always Forward. As I mentioned last week, this recap is a two-for-one special. You heard part one, now get ready for the sequel. Don't forget to rate, review, follow, like, and subscribe. Palante shout out to Messi for winning his first World Cup. This episode was recorded prior to the final, so I feel good knowing I picked the winner. So sit back and enjoy your beverage of choice and bring in the new year listening to part two of the show. Next one that we have is episode 10. So to backtrack, and this is something I started with seven, but I want to backtrack real quick so that you all know the titles of the episodes. We covered leading by example through cultura and inclusion. Listen, laugh, and learn. That was episode eight. Episode nine, hustle, happiness, and healing through comfort food. And episode 10 is learning from the past by living in the present for the future, featuring Natasha Galano. I curate another cool thing I'll share with all of you is when I curate the title, I want to connect it as close as possible to what is talked about in the episode and get a feel for it. And also not just to be your regular like I want it to be an impactful title that would make someone go, wow, like this sounds cool. Like let me, so there's a thought that goes into it. It's not just I'm pulling things out of the sky. Natasha's episode was a journey. Like it was clear there was a lot being unpacked, but at the same time, how she countered it with her determination, with her grit. Like she just was like, you know what? I'm dealing with these challenges, but you only live once and I'm going to take the world on. And it's really inspirational to hear that. And how I came across her, I think it was again through was an IG post or something. I saw that and I saw this organization, Nosotros. And Nosotros is an amazing organization that empowers Latinos. It's one of the first, if not the first organization in Hollywood to ensure there's representation for Latinos and Latinas in Hollywood. And she works as the communications director for Nosotros. And she does a phenomenal job. I mean, I've seen some of the latest events they've been doing. I mean, the events they do is just very empowering and inspiring. And her story, I mean, I'm highlighting these and Santiago's giving you input, but you really got to listen to these stories, mi gente, because that's when you're really truly going to get something. Because what we're getting is how we feel, right? How it made us feel. When you hear a story, it's going to make you feel a certain way, right? Maybe you'll get a different outlook on it. Maybe it'll inspire you even more, or maybe it's just different. And I think it's just like when you read a book, you watch a movie, there's insight, there's going to be some common themes that you might share, but there'll be some things that are different. Let's play her clip. Let's switch it around a little bit. Let's play her clip. And
worrying about anything doesn't make that thing better. It only makes it seem further away. Focusing your energy on taking those risks, focusing your energy on believing in yourself, focusing that energy on joy, happiness, the things that you can do, the things that you have control over, which is like how you feel and the things that you do to make yourself feel that way. Focus on those things. Anything that you're afraid of, anything that you're like, oh, I don't know, do it. Do that.
This quote was really cool. And I really liked it because it encapsulated that episode. She started with, worrying about anything doesn't make that thing better. It makes it seem further away. And she went on to talk about your energy. Don't waste your time and energy on the nonsense and the worrying and hesitating. Do it. Do the things that inspire you. Do the things that you're passionate about. And that's what I love about Natasha's story and her being a cancer survivor and going through a 4-year journey of that. Like, that's crazy. 4 years of I mean, can you even, I can't even imagine at all. And I don't want to, you know, we've all had someone in our lives, the 6 degrees of separation, whether it's a family or a friend who's impacted by some form of cancer. F cancer, by the way, I don't like it at all. It's just, it sucks. And we've lost too many amazing people to it, but for her to survive and then just to this, just rebirth, right? Like rising like the phoenix. So that to me, this episode, very inspirational. And that's my take. Santiago, what you, I've been saying a few things. So go ahead, share your thoughts.
Something I will add is that my mom is a breast cancer survivor. And so I know what it's like to not necessarily go through cancer, but be a family member of someone going through cancer. And that's a really tough time for everyone involved. And so, but with Natasha's experience in particular, she does see her cancer experience as a blessing, and not even like a blessing in disguise. Like, she was going through her whole life, like putting off what she actually wanted to do. And it took this cancer to be like, hey, if you don't do the thing, like, maybe you'll die. and so the being faced with like, hey, now that you could have died and you didn't, you literally have nothing else to lose. Do the thing you want to do. And that is incredibly inspiring. And especially to hear it from someone, right? To be like, yeah, I could have died and didn't. And so now I'm doing what I want to do. And you should too. And that to me, you know, as a creative person, as a musician, like, it's very inspiring because, yeah, it's terrifying to be a creative in the modern world. And, you know, her being an actor is something that, like, it is incredibly scary, and it's a very competitive field to get into. And so is music for me. And so, yeah, hearing about that story of like, yeah, she lost 4 years of her life just battling this thing to only then come out of it and be like, you know what? Like, F it. Let's just jump right in. I'm going to do it. And you know what? All the potential that everyone was telling her that she had, she finally started living up to it. And I really resonate with that.
Yeah. It's one of those episodes. And the edit, man, was amazing. I mean, I keep giving you your flowers because we don't realize sometimes more times than not, we don't realize how much we say certain things as we're having a conversation. Little things like that. And I'm not saying this just, look, this is for all episodes, for everything. When you're having a conversation, that is something that we don't take into account because we're having a conversation. It's normal. But when it happens a lot, right, that's where the editor comes in. And Santiago does a phenomenal job of that. You know, big shout out to him because I have my moments. And not only that, I can go on tangents too. And we know how to clip that out. When I give him the script, I usually like have learned to, okay, I spoke for 3 minutes. How about you only need 30 seconds of my thoughts? The live is a little different. We're having a little fun with it. But when you do get the audio version, it might be trimmed down a little bit. Who knows? We may just put it out. So, but yeah, this is a really inspiring episode. Big shout out to Natasha. Keep doing your thing. And yeah, she's doing a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job. The next guest, and this was definitely another fun episode. One that, no, and for insight, when I reach out to people, I am not afraid of talking to anyone at all. So I'll reach out first email or a DM, or if there's an event, I'll wait for the event to finish, talk to the person, or try to reach out to someone to see how I can potentially have them as a guest. And how I came across this next guest was pretty cool because we got a chance to interact on, you know, on IG. I saw some of the posts. It was the official Latino Film and Arts Festival that IG handled, but then there was his site. And then follow me, follow back, vice versa, engaging, you know, hey, great content. Just, I'm always shooting those positive vibes, man. It's just, we need to hear that more. One thing to the other. And I said, I look this gentleman up. I said, get out of here. And he knew some folks that I knew in circles back in my past life as being in hip hop and, you know, producing, writing, and really doing a lot of cool things with Latino hip hop and Latinx hip hop. And yeah, he plays a big role, a gigantic role in the cultural history of hip hop music and film. Danny Hastings, hermano, you really gave us a special episode, and we were able to align it. The cool thing was his film festival, his 8th annual film festival just wrapped up last week, and it was from December 9th to the 11th. So we were able to align the episode dropping at the day before actually the film festival started. So that was pretty cool marketing promotion, but also it really aligns with things that I like to do. When there's an opportunity to do it, we do it. And that's really cool to show the love and support to my guests. And yeah, his story is absolutely amazing. I mean, from Wu-Tang, Big Pun, Jay-Z, Eminem, Jay with the Damager, Gangstar. I mean, I go on and on. And that's just hip hop. So many albums, more than 150 album covers he shot. But that's just, it scratches the surface. The impact he's had in the culture with film, and the thing he's creating, what's even bigger is the representation in Hollywood for the Latinx community, Latinos and Latinas in Hollywood. And what he did to create this film festival, film and arts festival, to me is even more inspiring. I mean, all his work is inspiring, and he's very intentional about it. He doesn't pull punches. And I am really honored to have him as a guest. And I'm gonna play this clip real quick, and we'll continue to get into the conversation about this episode. And his episode actually is titled Capturing and Celebrating Culture Through My Lens.
Somebody that anchors himself in the truth of everything. I don't fall for any of the spoon-fed crap that was given to all of us, from religion to politics to government to everything, like who we are. They try to define who we are.
He starts, and this to me, something that resonated a lot in this episode was a few things he said, and one of them anchors himself in the truth. He says, somebody that anchors himself in the truth of everything. And to me, that was so powerful because truth is powerful, the actual truth. And he doesn't fall for, like, he goes on, like, I don't fall for the spoon-fed crap, you know, that they feed us. It's not, you know, we got to start waking up. We got to start doing our thing. And yeah, it's on full display. I mean, this was a really special episode. Santiago, what were your thoughts?
Legendary? Like, yeah, I mean, he did the Wu-Tang album cover. So, I mean, like, already just off of that, it's like, wow, wow. but then also, you know, he doesn't stop there. He keeps going. He has this film festival. He's not just, oh, cool, let me get my bag and then whatever. Like, no, he's putting it back out there. And that's what Siempre Palante is all about. But Yeah. And then just what he's talking about like, you know, he came out swinging, being like, what is Latino anyway? And like, and that whole thing of, yeah, like questioning the foundations and like, who are you and what are you and why, and being intentional about it. And so, yeah, I think it's crucial to continue to have those conversations, and continue to, represent in the way, the exact way that we do.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah, legendary, epic. I mean, you were saying Wu-Tang. I mean, some of the posts he drops, it's wild. Like Eminem, he's shot Eminem, Slim Shady album, and just some of these artists, and he's still doing it too. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he just keeps working and fine tuning and sharpening that blade, right? Sharpening his craft. And that's the biggest thing here. Like, yes, it was definitely all about the representation piece. That was very important. You will take that away, but even more is just his drive and his hunger. Like, he continues to stay hungry and continues to get better at his craft and what he does. And that, not a lot of people do that. Like, people reach a certain point. We have all goals. Okay, I've become this. I'm making X amount of money. My family's good. I'm comfortable. You don't get complacent. You just feel you reach that point. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's some folks that just continue to reinvent themselves and keep driving and keep moving forward. Siempre pa'lante. This is Danny Hastings. So, big shout out to you, hermano, representing Panama. Ya tú sabes. And yeah, it's that episode was special. It was special. So we've given you the recap, episode 7 to 11. Hope you enjoyed this segment, and give us feedback. Let us know what you like, what you didn't, what you would like to hear. And yeah, this is just a little insight. Again, disclaimer, these are our views. Don't get it twisted. This is what we feel. This is what we put this content out, what we feel, what we get out of it. But I get feedback from folks that is different. They're like, oh, I really like this episode about this. I get it. I'm like, wow, I never thought about it that way. But thank you. Appreciate you.
Mi gente, when you get a chance, take it a step further after you listen. Help support Siempre Pa'lante by making a donation. This helps keep the lights on and, more importantly, brings you more cultural content and live events. Instead of buying that cafecito or fresh bagel, visit linktree.com/sp.alwaysforward. linktr.ee/sp.alwaysforward. Or go to the show notes for more info. Gracias.
Speaking of feedback, this next segment is about the feedback I get. And it's important, and I can't stress this enough. Rate, review, like, follow, subscribe. It really helps. And not to mention, for the cost of a cafecito and a bagel, you can make a donation. That definitely helps a lot too. On here, I'm going to read a couple of the cool reviews I've gotten on Apple Podcasts. Now, some platforms, you know, you can subscribe, you can follow and like, but it doesn't give you an option to comment or rate it like 5 stars. It just thumbs up. Or listen, give me all the positive things you can give me. Like, follow, subscribe, like, the thumbs up, all that good stuff. So a couple of the reviews I got here, I really want to read. And it's just something that, to me, man, I mean, I go back and read some of these and I'm like, wow, like, this is really cool. This is really cool. One by P. Carrera. And I know this person that meant a lot for simply outstanding. En verdad, fascinante. Siempre Pa'lante is exhilarating with rich, diverse topics that captivates my attention. Giraldo has a natural way of connecting with the guests and the topics. Truly educational. I like the subtle way we all can connect with one another through culture, tradition, and rich, diverse history. Gracias por la educación, la cultura, y por ilustrar las cosas que nos conectan. Siempre pa'lante. That's pretty cool, right? That was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
That was pretty cool. Let's read another one here. Let's read another one. This one, Bronx Native 21, Bob Kendrick episode. You're always in for a special treat when listening to a podcast with Negro Leagues president Bob Kendrick as a guest. This episode was truly an enjoyable conversation, but I must say, when I came across the newest podcast, Siempre Pa'lante, the host Giraldo Alvarez truly makes you feel as if you're part of their conversation. Not only does he have a congenial personality, but with the added sazón with each inflection. Alvarez has all of the tools of a must-listen podcast in a crowded field of digital programming. Can't wait for the next pod to drop. Please subscribe. Vaya. I love it. Love it when my people come out of support, man. This is beautiful. Let's see. I think we got time for two or three more we can read. Let's see. This one reads, Arlington Gal, dynamic convos on Latinidad. Siempre Pa'lante has created a platform for us, by us, to talk about us, bringing Latino XA storytelling to life with unapologetic voices here to share where we come from, who we are, and where we're going. Pa' atrás ni pa' coger impulso. Santiago smiling. He's like, yeah, I've heard that one. I've heard that little saying before, right? And let's do one more. Here we go. Finally, a podcast that means something. That was cool. I was like, that was a cool little title here. Giraldo sure knows how to put on a show. One that definitely puts the audience into consideration, and each episode actually means something. His guests are all unique and refreshing to listen to, and the quality of the show can't be beat. There you go, Santiago. See, we're getting some love here, man. Have you, I mean, I've read some of these, like you glance them, but have you gotten a chance to even like?
No. And it is nice to hear about like the, you know, we work really hard on making this thing and putting a quality thing together. And so, yeah, it's really rewarding to hear people catch on to the things that we're trying to say and that we're trying to put in there. And yeah, good to know it's coming through.
So that little segment, and each when we do these, the recaps, the Pa'lante recap, I'll highlight a couple of the reviews. So definitely give your review, throw your review in the an Apple Podcast. And look, if you don't have like you have Android and your friend has an Apple Podcast, like Apple, go on your friend's account and hey, do that. Show some love. There's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Now here, this is where the clock turns on. We've been talking to you for a bit, but it's been really cool and engaging. And Santiago, gracias for taking time out. I appreciate you. I know you've got so many projects going on, but this is really cool to engage with you on this and to have this conversation, because I've always talked about it, and like we've gotten to this point now where we're sharing our thoughts on something that started with an idea, with a concept, right? This, what we're going to call this is tres en dos, and 3x2. So it's 3 topics, 2 minutes each. Some of the things are recent, some are reoccurring, because yes, we are intentional, but what we talk about, right? We very intentional. First one, and Santiago and I were, as we prepped for this, he brought this up and it really like, it rose to the top. Like, I didn't even have this. And when he said it, I was like, you know what? This is going to be the first thing we talk about. And I feel I'm going to pin this one on each episode we do as a recap. And each live, I'm going to pin this one because I feel we have to keep the conversation going. So Latina, OXA, representation, media, music, books, movies, tech. How do we drive real change with our platforms and not just talk about it. Like, we have these platforms, but how do we do that? So take it away, my friend.
Yeah. And I'm going to like set my timer here because I got 2 minutes. So let me just start by saying Wakanda forever. And so it's one thing to have a media property, whatever, that can speak for lots of different people. And it feels good to be seen. And something that I've been thinking a lot about is what my Latinidad means in the context or separated from colonization. And so I think Wakanda Forever had a great perspective on like, hey, this is what these cultures could expand to be. We can be really powerful if we're not, you know, systematically locked out. And so what kind of forever did for representation in Balocan. I also want to shout out some other shows. There's a show on Netflix called Maya and the Three. And if you haven't checked that show out, like, absolutely do, because it is high quality storytelling, amazing animation. And it is very like specifically Latino, Latinx, because it's giving a story that is unique to our cultures. It's like all, you know, Central South America cultures, and that's a beautiful thing. But, you know, the other side is that it's not a lot of people have heard about that show. So we're here, but we also need to be heard even more. So I'm over my 2 minutes.
And that was good. That was good. You can hit the timer on me. Check me, because I know I can go. So to me, this is going to be a reoccurring theme of what we discuss. You said Wakanda Forever. Absolutely. Maya and the Three. Yes. Hentified. Gordita Chronicles. All these shows that play such a big role. I mean, recently, Wednesday, Jenna Ortega is killing it. And this is nothing new. Luis Guzman, you know, the whole cast, Captain Zeta-Jones, the whole cast. When you're intentional about a project and you give it that full spectrum of like this full representation, I mean, the numbers, you see the numbers, it beat out Stranger Things. Right. And we know Stranger Things is a phenomenon. Like, it's who hasn't watched Stranger Things, right? So to me, I feel to bring all this together, because it's 2 minutes, you have a platform, use it to drive that change. And how do you drive that change? You start with looking at the conversations you're having. Are you being intentional? Are you being inclusive? Are you being mindful of the audience? Are you being mindful of the guests you have and the content you're pushing? And if you have a lot of influence and you're not doing that, do it every now and then. I'm not telling you how to run your show, but that's how we're going to drive change. It starts there little by little. And that's how we can drive this representation, because we really need, like, for media, books, you name it, music. I mean, more than 62 million. Come on, people. You know, so, and let's bring everybody to the conversation. Like I say, you don't just get invited to the party. Get invited to dance, and you also get invited to share what you like and ask the DJ what music you can play as well. So
look at you going in under 2 minutes.
I'm pretty proud about that, man. That's so the next one, to stay current, we got two more topics and we're gonna call it a wrap, but the 2022 FIFA World Cup. Football, soccer. I've grown to love it. When I grew up, it was more baseball, football, basketball, American. Like, baseball, growing up Cuban, baseball, boxing. But soccer, once you learn the sport, how it's a beautiful sport. It's a world's renowned sport. FIFA World Cup is interesting because there's a lot of pride. There's culture. You got the best of the best playing. But there's the other side to it, which I want to bring into play. And Argentina and France are playing. They're going to be playing. When you listen to this, if you've already listened to this after the fact, hopefully, you know, Argentina, Messi, he gets finally his World Cup. So let's do that prediction right now. But there's the other side to it, how the FIFA, the corruption, how they've left countries after the World Cup ends and leaves, and also the current state in Qatar and what's going on in other countries close by. And yeah, there's a lot there. So to me, I feel like this topic was interesting to talk about. I feel like, yes, it's a beautiful sport, but I feel that the other side, the corruption piece and all that, like there's got to be, somebody's got to regulate. And I feel like money has just really overshadowed anything that happens. Yeah, they might recognize a penalty. They'll pay the fine or whatever, and then just keep going on as planned. And then these contracts, if you think pro athletes make a lot of money here in the US, soccer players make money, a lot of it. And don't get me wrong, this is their life. They're recruited as young as 4, 5, right? Like when they start learning how to kick that ball, he or she, and most likely he, because the representation for women, that's a whole nother topic in soccer. But when you see that they're recruited so young, they're owned for their entire life. It's crazy. So that's a whole nother thing. But Santiago, what are your thoughts? I threw a couple things out there, the World Cup, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to start a timer for you at some point in there. So you definitely got as much time as you want. All right. Yeah. So starting my clock. I don't watch sports. And so it's very interesting from outside looking in. Because of one of the things that I do through my job, I'm actually like tangentially connected to sports as well. There's this huge thing of like $1 million, $1 billion industries that whenever this amount of money gets involved, you're gonna have some amount of corruption, some amount of shady stuff happening in the background. And so as what happens anytime there's a World Cup or anytime there's a Olympics event going on, there's going to be a whole lot of money thrown into these industries, a whole lot of people trying to find ways to profit off of it. And then there's like the whole racial perspective of it, which is like, this is very prominent in the Black community, but like athletes are selling their bodies, their youth effectively, for your entertainment. And so what happens to them after they, you know, have destroyed their knees? And do they have the support after that? And so, yes, you know, we can look at someone like Messi in Argentina and be like, yeah, like he's a hero. But what happens to all of the other athletes that were along that same route, that were striving to be athletes, and maybe an injury happened whenever they were 17 and they can no longer play sports? So there's a lot of complexities just going on in sports in general. And, you know, it helps to have that kind of perspective. I'm over my 2 minutes.
No, that's great. I like that. And I was curious to hear your thoughts because you're not big into sports at all. And that's fine. You have other things that you're passionate about, and that's okay. But the cool thing is what you brought up. It's glaring. You know, it's not talked about more and more, and it's a shame. Again, There's a lot of people that are taken care of financially so that things are not talked about. It's sad. But we still have some great, honest journalists out there that are covering their boots to the ground, the real stories, and you're hearing them. You're hearing them. So thank you to all those journalists out there. There's so many. We can list a few, but yeah, there's so many. Thank you for telling the truth. I think back about episode 11, Anchored in the Truth. We need more people like Donnie Hastings in all forms, just to like, let's put the things out there. This last one is something that the holidays are literally here. I can't even say around the corner. They're here. We're a few days away from the Christmas and then the new year. And I mean, I feel like I just ate Thanksgiving turkey. I feel like I just ate a turkey. Like I was just like, I was what the heck? It was just like you blink and then the Christmas tree is up and yeah. So very interesting. When you have a little one, it's a lot of fun because of the excitement you see in the child's eyes. But on the flip side, you're like, okay, I got to get a million things done. So that's where the stress of the holidays. And then you bring the family element to it in, right? Where you get to meet with some family and friends and it's exciting. But then there's always like one or two that are special and that can make things uncomfortable. And forget the whole reason for any holiday or celebration. The focus is more on familia and getting together and creating memories. That's it. So that's kind of my take on this holiday thing. But the real thing was the cool traditions. So what are some cool traditions you have that you're looking forward to? Whether it's food or just singing. I mean, who knows? What's the tradition?
Yeah. So in my family, so I'm Venezolano. And so we make hallacas, which are, I guess, like a form of tamales, but they're wrapped in banana leaves. There's like different kind of ingredients that are in it. It's kind of funny because, like, you know, over the years, it's this Christmas tradition, but also having it for so long as a picky eater as a child and then growing into like less of a picky eater and like, you know, I'll eat anything now. Yeah, as a child, it's like, oh man, hallacas are gross. Like, I don't like what's in it. And then now it's like, oh man, so excited. I'm looking forward to making hallacas with my family. Like, my wife is American, and so she gets to experience this part of my culture with us. And so, yeah, look up what an hallaca is. That's totally cool. And then the other part is we open presents on Christmas Eve, and all my life, instead of Santa Claus, it was El Niño Jesús. And so instead of like, oh, Santa, this magical man comes through the chimney, like, no, it's El Niño Jesús, baby Jesus, is sharing his gifts with us. And so like, oh, it's his birthday, so he gets gifts for his birthday, but then he shares his gifts with all of us. And so we never actually grew up with the Santa story. There was never any like heartbreaking news whenever you learn that Santa isn't real. And so, yeah, it is kind of nice. And I also think that maybe we should question the fact that it's a tradition to lie to your children about Santa Claus. That's my 2 minutes.
That's a tough one, man. You become a parent, you become a father, you know, it's tough. I hear you. I agree. It's just, but the whole thing is, what's the reason for the season? What's the thing that we celebrate as familia, getting together, life, just food, all the cool things, memories, creating memories. And you talked about food. I'm talking about pernil. My mom making that roast pork, like the skin, the crackly skin. Oh, man, el cuerito and congri, yuca, you know, black beans and rice, it's just, those are the things that resonate a lot when I think about Christmas and the 24th, my mom, going to my mom's house, my mom and dad, my dad was still with us, but still, we still go to my mom's, and then the 25th, go to my sister's. And for a couple of years, we've done, you know, before Adi was born, we would host the big breakfast the day of Christmas Day. Everybody come in their pajamas and we did a big breakfast. And now we shifted, you know, we're probably going to still do something in the morning, but it's been a little different, but it's been more intimate. Like when you start a family, you want those special moments, that couple hours just to see the child's eyes. And this year, I can't even imagine what was going to take place, but it's going to be fun. And I'm looking forward to it. And with that, I wish everyone an amazing holiday, however which way you celebrate it. Even if you do things different, it doesn't matter. However you celebrate this holiday season, this season of being together with your family, friends, celebrating life, and have a blessed, amazing time with your family and friends. And also wishing you a year of health, wealth, and abundance, and happiness. And don't forget to listen to Siempre Pa'lante. You got a lot of time now in between before the next episode. Next episode is going to drop in January. It's going to be a real special one, so stay tuned. But January 13th, we're looking at that date. And just to make sure, hold on, I'm on a live here. So I want to make sure that I do the, yes, it'll be a Friday, January 13th. And that's going to be the next episode for season 2 continuing. You will hear this recap on all platforms. It is live on YouTube, so it will be posted. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. Rate, review, like, follow, and subscribe. You know that. Santiago, any words before we go?
Yeah, well, not just rate, follow, and subscribe, but also tell your friends about it. You know, we talked a lot about sharing the culture, but it's also sharing it with each other. And so, yeah, you can show your friends some of the different things that you do for the holidays, but then you can also be like, hey, I've been listening to this cool podcast called Siempre Pa'lante. Like, check it out. So getting the word out, word of mouth is far more effective than us telling you to share or whatever. So yeah, get the word out and tell people, you know, personally, like, hey, this show really resonated with me, or this episode, you got to check this one out because this one specifically is like, or this person reminded me of you, you should check this out, or show it to your parents, whatever. Like, you know, share. It's great.
There it is, mi gente. There it is. Big shout out to all the guests. We appreciate you. We love you. Gracias del corazón. And as I always say, te deseo lo mejor y más, pero más importante, hasta la próxima. Pa'lante.
Pa'lante.